Multiple European newspapers have reported that France, the US, and the UK have been giving military training to armed Syrian opposition groups over the last 3 months. Jordan is reportedly hosting a camp where over 200 opposition fighters have already been instructed, with plans for perhaps thousands more. France, the US, and the UK believe that such training does not violate the European Union's arms embargo on Syria. Germany has remained firm on this point, but if they give way, many fear the West would flood the region with weapons. That would provoke unintended consequences, like how France's illegal arms drops to anti-Gaddafi forces have fueled Mali's civil war.
France has a history and a standing in the Middle East, so they could play an important role in the reconciliation between the Assad government, the opposition, and the international community. But France remains ambiguous, and the absence of French diplomacy in this conflict is very remarkable.
As the French-led war in Mali drags on, Paris continues to obstruct diplomatic efforts in Syria. Many wonder if France, Syria's former colonial master, is putting the needs of the Syrian people first.
C'est un conflit international.
Syria is not just a national conflict, it is an international one. Unfortunately for everybody, we are seeing interference from foreign countries which have an interest in destabilizing Syria. But we cannot have a functioning democracy, social justice and liberty amid a war which is ruining the lives of the Syrian people.
The sovereignty of individual nations is a fundamental principle of the United Nations and the post-World War II world. But so many nations are playing a role in the Syrian unrest that diplomatic principles may be reverting back to the self-interested and bloody times of the first half of the 20th century. While Libya remains a cauldron of violence and insecurity after the fall of Gaddafi, France's business interests in Libya have never been more valuable. Many believe that France simply doesn't want peace in Syria because war is so much more profitable. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.